This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1383. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded November 20th, ELWA reactivated from Liberia. Also back, Equatorial Guinea. More jamming from Ethiopia versus VOA. New frequencies from Russia and Czechia. Roaring transmitters from Romania and North Korea. English from Pakistan. New X-banders from Peru and Argentina, and the Propagation Outlook. On November 14th, Scott Barber in New Hampshire told DX Listening Digest he was hearing a station on 4760 from 2125 UT until sign-off at 2301, believed to be ELWA in Liberia. It was in English, and there was interference from CODAR, of course, bits of religious talk. He, however, did not get a definite ID, but the national anthem played at sign-off matched the one for Liberia at intervalsignals.net. Then Jari Savolainen in Finland said he was also listening at exactly the same time. And everything fits for ELWA. And he says, according to various websites, they have a new 5-kilowatt transmitter being installed and tested using their former frequency, 4760, and another in the 49-meter band. Then 4760 was reported by a number of others, Zaharis Liangas in Greece, the next evening. And by the way, don't confuse it with another missionary station on 4760, TWR Swaziland, but it's currently scheduled on that frequency only between 1545 and 1700 UT. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania the following evening, November 16th, measured ELWA on 4760.04, again, until sign-off at 2303. And then we heard directly from John Stanley, formerly with HCJB, who said he's at ELWA for the moment doing installation and tests. It's a new LCOR 5-kilowatt transmitter. He says the times varied, daily except Sundays, between 1600 and 2130. At the moment, November 19th, they were off for technical work, but should be back on later that week. And also probable are tests on 6070 morning hours may follow soon, probably using that frequency. And he says presently testing at only 2 kilowatts with higher power possible later. Reports are appreciated. We usually hear Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso on 5030 mixing with Gene Scott, Costa Rica around 0600. But Dan Sheedy in California found that on November 13th, Costa Rica was off, clearing the frequency for RTB. He was hearing them in French and gongs, an ID at 0643. Some interference still from Cuba on 5025. A few nights later, he was hearing Burkina Faso as early as 0615, so apparently they still sign on around 0600. Then on November 18th, Ron Howard in California was also able to hear RTB 5030 in the clear, as Costa Rica was still missing at 0605. And another silent shortwave country in Africa may be coming back from the GNA agency via modernghana.com via the Media Network blog. Ghana's Minister for Finance and Economic Planning presented the budget to Parliament. He said 3 foreign information desks would be opened in 3 strategic regions, and the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation would install a 50-kilowatt transmitter to improve upon its shortwave service and introduce a second channel in Kumasi for commercialization and public education, and rehabilitate the radio and TV studios in Accra and all the regional stations. Well, that's not very specific, but they've not been on any shortwave frequency for quite some time. The previous ones were 3366, 4915, and 6130. Equatorial Guinea has resumed broadcasting on its 2 shortwave frequencies. Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, heard 5005 until sign-off at 2301 UT November 16th in Spanish with their usual long national anthem. He says, not heard in some time, a fairly strong carrier, but weak modulation. That's Bata. And Radio Malabo is also being heard again on 6250, at least in the mornings. Dan Sheedy in California heard it November 17th from 0532 past 0605 in Spanish and vernacular with their wake-up program. Also reported the same date by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, from 0620 to 0655. And by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo, Brazil, 6250, also November 17th at 0619 to 638. Furthermore, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany had it at 0518, but he says it was a tiny signal. I can't help but note that if it's on in the evening, 6250 will now collide with the European Language Services of Radio Cairo, but I've had no further reports since that single date, November 17th. CVC has been installing a new 100-kilowatt transmitter at its facility in Lusaka, Zambia. Now that appears to be on the air testing. Dan Sheedy in California heard it November 13th at 0625 on 13590. Religious songs in English, time check in UT plus 2, and Radio Christian Voice ID. They have a different 22-meter band frequency for the local evenings, also heard. Noel Green in England reports it November 15th from before 1530 past 1615 on 13650. According to the AUKI NDXC frequency schedule, this is officially starting on December 1st, but evidently they're already testing 14 to 17 UT on 13650, which, by the way, is also booked for Armenia, but it appears they're now using it from Zambia, since Dave Kenny in England was hearing it past 1700. But Noel Green warns, watch out on weekends when WHRA is scheduled on the same 13650 between 15 and 16 UT, and has been planned for many months when this is in full operation. CVC is expected to drop its relays via Germany back to Africa. The registered schedule for Lusaka, 100 kilowatts at 315 degrees, is 05 to 06 on 9430, 6 to 14 on 13590, 14 to 17 on 13650, or, since they only have one of these transmitters, 14 to 21 on 13590. On November 17th, Joe Hannon in New Jersey found a very good signal on 13650 at 1415. And on November 19th, Noel Green says they were on the air with normal programming of pop music, offers of cuddly toys, if you write to their Australian address. Dan Robinson, formerly of Nairobi and now of Washington, D.C., says, what a pleasure to still have Radio Tanzania Zanzibar around. On November 18th, it was crashing in for more than 2 hours until sign-off, all at a fantastic level, producing a great MP3 of the final 30 minutes, East African and Arabic-sounding music, female announcer anthem at sign-off. We should cherish every moment they are around. He's referring, of course, to 11735 until sign-off around 2100 UT, which I've also been hearing well in Oklahoma. Last week, we reported that there was jamming on two frequencies of Deutsche Welle's Amharic service to Ethiopia between 14 and 15 UT, 11645 and 15640. Then a few days later, we found they'd added a third frequency, 15660. And judging from reception here, that one is relayed from Rwanda rather than Sri Lanka. For a few days, it was in the clear, but then it too was hit by jamming. There's been a variety of different jamming sounds on the different frequencies, but lately it's been mostly continuous white noise jamming, which I suppose is most effective. Chris Greenway in England says, remember that Ethiopia has been jamming Eritrea in opposition broadcasts and recently bought a number of extra shortwave transmitters for its own broadcast services, mostly heard on the 49-meter band. This may not be coincidental. The EthiopianReview.com reported that Ethiopia has also started jamming the Voice of America around November 12th. Perhaps all the extra frequencies on the 6 megahertz band were just testing out the new transmitters, really intended for jamming on other frequencies. Mano Ritola and he have counted as many as 12 shortwave broadcast transmitters, more than they need for their own broadcast services. Wolfgang Büschel suggests that the only likely country to supply such equipment would be China. I then checked the Voice of America schedule for the frequencies it uses for its Amharic broadcast at 18 to 19 UT daily, so we can check if they are jammed. That's best done from the Eastern Hemisphere, 9320-9860, 11675, 11905, and the last one I'm not sure is still there, 13870. They're also used weekdays only for half an hour of Afano Romo before that at 1730, and a half hour of Tigrinya afterwards until 1930. Well, then, after November 19th, BBC Monitoring confirmed that indeed at least three of those VOA frequencies are also being jammed. By the way, once again, we have an interference problem from WHRA, but apparently only on weekends. They're using 15665 during the hour in question, getting back to Deutsche Welle at 14 UT. That's 5 kilohertz from all the action on 15660. Some of the other jamming sounds you might hear, as described by Wolfgang Büschel, on 11645, bubble, motorboat, pips, and whistle, buoy, howl, jamming. And around 15640, a different crunch, rasp, scratches, chirp noise. Noel Green in England described the jamming around 15640 as pulsing, oscillating, squeaking noise. An odd thing about the Deutsche Welle Amharic program I've noticed is that you will hear bits of English being voice over translated rather than German. This new jamming from an unexpected source against the Voice of America would make it seem to be an inopportune time to announce plans to close down a major relay station in Morocco, as we first reported 2 weeks ago, but those plans go on. Here's another story about it from Radio World. The facility includes about 2,000 acres of land with 80,000 square feet of buildings and 10 500-kilowatt shortwave transmitters. U.S. officials expect to save $3 to $4 megadollars a year. Actual savings will depend on the cost of the new lease arrangements and other expenses relating to continuing transmissions. There are 56 government employees there, including 4 U.S. citizens. Thanks to Artie Bigley for sending on that story. Openings on the 13-meter band can be unexpectedly selective. On November 10th at 1451, I was hearing the Voice of Africa from Libya on 21695. It was not only much better than the parallel on 17725, but the best signal at the time on 21 megahertz, rivaled only by the BBC Ascension on 21470. Also, they seem to have reduced, if not eliminated, the hum on Libya's frequencies. It appears they repeat the same features over and over, such as one about Mauritius, heard by different listeners on different days. Dave Kenny in England in BDXC Communication says the Voice of Africa's short news summaries in Swahili, Hausa, English, and French, which used to follow immediately after the news in Arabic at various times, appear to have been discontinued. They were on various shortwave frequencies as well as medium wave. News in Arabic still airs at a quarter past the hour, but for the past 3 or 4 months I've not heard anything other than Arabic, he says. Here's another oddity you may want to listen to as I ran across it. Radio Cairo uses 6290 for many hours before and after midnight UT, but at that hour they change from one transmitter site to another, and guess what? The carriers overlap for a few minutes. As early as 2354 I was hearing a heavy subaudible heterodyne, Cairo interfering with itself. You're listening to World of Radio, 1383. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. Or WORADIO at yahoo.com, the address to use, if you like, for PayPal contributions. Check our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. Reconfirmation of a rarely reported station still being on the air, Radio Bayrak, in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, 6150, reported by Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria via BCDX. He hears it mostly with music, R&B songs, for example, and occasional announcements by a lady in English, from 2000 past 2103 UT, and also early in November in the morning at 0545. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports, the external service from the other side of Cyprus, the Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation, which is in Greek only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for half an hour at 2215. Best frequency for him is 9760. He heard it both November 11th and 17th, with weaker signals or interference on the two parallels 7210 and 6180. Beware of 6180, as I found some Greek-sounding music there was actually coming from Brazil's Amazonian service. There have been reports of one of the Greek domestic services being heard on 792 kilohertz. That's the frequency vacated by IBB and the Voice of America, used to operate there from Kavala. It's the ERA Sport Service, as reported by Hermann Bull in the Medium Wave Circle. John Babas sent this info to one of his contacts at ERT, Dimitri Vafeas, who explained, 792 is transmitted from Malgara, west of Thessaloniki, along with 1179 via a combiner through the same antenna. It's a 100 kilowatt Harris transmitter transferred to ERT by IBB years ago, just like one operating in Corfu for at least 4 years. The reason the second transmitter was not activated earlier, even though it was in Malgara, was that a different management level at ERT was unable to agree on the operating frequency. After VOA left 792, they found that was a very clear frequency and activated it there. John Babas has also been going over the Greek language program schedules for the Voice of Greece on their website, so far affecting weekdays only, and found that some Greek lessons for English speakers are there, when you might be able to hear a bit more English, obviously. These have not been confirmed, but they should be on weekdays for 12 minutes at 0200 on 7475-9420 and 12105, at 0648 on 9420, 12105, and 15630, and at 1300 and 1800 on 9420, the first one on 15650 as well, and the last one also on 15630. DRM and jamming sound very much alike, a roaring noise, but a roaring noise could be something else in the case of Romanian frequencies. I had a weak signal in English on 6115 during the 2130 half hour, but it had this roaring interference. I realized, as has been noted before, that it's very likely one of the Tiganeshti old transmitters of Radio Romania International, which for some reason puts out this roaring noise along with the expected modulation, interfering with itself. The same thing was heard 2 hours later on 6115 during another English broadcast until 2356, and yet another time, the 13 UT English broadcast on 15105. They have been installing brand new transmitters, so enjoy this while you can. Wolfgang Büschel found a Slavic language broadcast unlisted on 5815 until closed down at 1729. Eike Biervert in Germany says on the Alki list, that is Radio Razia from Poland to Belarus via Lithuania, scheduled now at 1530 to 1730, also via Warsaw at 1830 to 2130 on 6105. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria agrees on the identity of the 5815 transmission. Craig Christ in Virginia heard Radio Prague announce on their mailbox in English that they've added a temporary additional transmission on 5995 for Western North America at 0200. Well, that is another Sackville relay, 268 degree azimuth. Monitoring it, Craig says it's just about useless here due to severe interference from Cuba on 6,000 kilohertz. Well, let's hope it's doing better out west in the intended target area. This is in addition to another Sackville relay. They've already been running at the same power and azimuth at 0400 on 5990. In BCDX, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria says that just like B06. In B07, the voice of Orthodoxy in Russian, or Golos Pravoslavia, is now heard on 7460, Tuesdays and Fridays only at 1630 to 1700. They announce an address in St. Petersburg. On a day expedition for a few hours in Tatarstan, Dmitry Mezin reports. Another English broadcast confirmed from Ovozi Tojik, the voice of Tajik on 7245 at 0900 UT. It's clear before that hour, but unfortunately when they go into English, there's co-channel interference from China Business Radio. Aslam Javaid in Lahore reviews the English broadcast from Radio Pakistan on shortwave, both domestic and external services. At midnight 45 to 0115 UT on 7445, the so-called Assamese service is actually in English. Then there's an hour of English news and discussion at 0300 on 4835 100 kilowatts. The external service to Europe at 0730 to 830, 250 kilowatts on 15100 and 17835 with news at 0800. Followed by five-minute news bulletin wrapping up that transmission at 1100, or make that 4 minutes. Then, on medium wave 585, there's an hour of news at 1300. The quarter-hour news broadcast to Middle East and East Africa at 1600 is on 6240, 7520, and 11570. And from 16 to 17, a full hour of English, again on 4835. I think the first quarter duplicates the transmission just mentioned. Wolfgang Büschel notes that the English broadcast from Iran at 1930 to Europe via Lithuania is now on 6265. From 425 DX News via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, the Iraqi government has reopened amateur radio service as of 20 November. Among the first back on the air is Scott, 87MI, operating as Yankee India Niner Mike India from Camp Taji until May 15th, 10 through 80 meters, QSL to his home call. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports yet another frequency change for IBC Tamil Radio, effective November 22nd via Germany, the hour at midnight UT for Sri Lanka, had been on 6175 for a while, and it's moving to 6045. The latest cyclone hitting Bangladesh knocked off some of their broadcasts. Off the air, at least temporarily, were medium wave 693 and short wave 4750, according to monitoring by Joe's Jacob and Alakesh Gupta in India, as well as Supratik Sanatani in India. It says 4750 is off the air again since November 18th. S. Aoki and S. Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle say there have been some test broadcasts for North Korea. Various clandestine services on 9950 since November 13th. At 12 to 13, Radio Free North Korea certain dates, and Open Radio for North Korea or Radio Free Chosun on other dates. Then at 1300, Open Radio for North Korea. At 1400, Radio Free North Korea. In between at 1330, there's Radio Free Chosun via Tainan, Taiwan, but the others are believed to be from somewhere in eastern Russia. I've been hearing a roaring transmitter on 9665 around 1330 UT and also 2315, which no doubt is the Korean domestic service from the north, which always has this roaring sound, believed to be a defective transmitter. Ron Howard in California says he hears exactly the same thing on 3350 around 1000 UT. It sounds like jamming, but we think it's probably not. In BCDX, Gerhard Verdeen reports on his visit to Indonesia in October. It appears that pirates appear on certain frequencies after RRI signs off, notably 4925, which is RRI in Jambi. It signed off at 1425, but he was still hearing a rather unprofessional station after that hour. Past 1520, quite different programming. Joe Hannon in New Jersey has found a website about the history of KYOI. Remember that rock music shortwave station originally intended for Japan, which has gone through a couple of transformations? It's www.kyoi.zcm.com.au. Thanks to the Northern Territory stations for keeping the 60-meter band unpredictable. On November 20th, I found that Radio Evelde Cuba 5025 had heavy co-channel interference in English. The two at about equal levels. That, of course, was VL8K in Catherine, Northern Territory, having failed to make its switch to 120 meters at 0830. I was hearing it well past 15 UT when Cuba was fading out, and Ron Howard in California was hearing it as late as 1520. They were relaying 105.7 ABC Darwin. In Panorama, Atividade de Xix, Célio Romais in Brazil says, reception has greatly improved from Rádio Novo Tempo, Campo Grande, Mato Grosso do Sul, on 4895. They have revitalized their transmission system, heard November 15th at 0307. It is a religious station. Its improved reception is also borne out by several reports in the NASA flash sheet from the U.S. It was heard by Rich DeAngelo in Pennsylvania at 0131. And he, as well as Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, measured it at 4894.9. In the Condish list, Samuel Cassio in Brazil reports hearing on 1620 kHz, Radio Universo FM, Mar del Plata, Argentina. So it's a relay of the FM 103 station, also heard by Moises Knochen in Uruguay at 0400. Via the South American news desk of the Arctic Radio Club, Cesar Perez Dioses in Peru says he hears some apparently pirate stations on the X-band because they don't stick to a certain frequency but move around. But, for example, there's Radio Sabor Arequipa on 1610, Radio Luz y Vida in San Ignacio, Cajamarca on 1615, Radio San Juan in El Tambo, Bambamarca, 1630, Radio Ecológica in San Ignacio, Cajamarca on 1650. Probably thanks to DX reports such as ours, the Dentro-Cuban Jamming Command is now hitting 5955. That weak frequency of Radio Republica, 5954, I hear only Cuban grinding and no trace of Republica. So perhaps they've moved. Had been on the air roughly between 23 and 04. There's a Hamdi expedition until about December 22nd to Revillagigedo, that archipelago of Mexican islands off the west coast. Main call sign is 6E4LM. Details at www.6e4lm.xedx.org. That's from OPDX via Dave Raycroft, ODXA. In RealDX, Bruce Connie points out a website with high-quality orchestral recordings of national anthems, www.national-anthems.net. Sometimes when you will not be hearing World of Radio, it appears the Saturday 1730 on 12160 has been replaced by something else, and UT Thursday at midnight 17495 is occupied by China. The IB frequency schedules I mentioned last week are now available, www.eibi.de.vu. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 20th. ANK is speaking at 20 and 5 on the 21st, 15 and 4 on the 25th, but down to 5 and 2 starting November 27th. Solar flux dipping from 70 to 67 November 25th through December 2nd. And that concludes World of Radio number 1383, Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll hear me again next week.